True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
And now, I don't think Trace is a significant upgrade in terms of threatening teams in the half court with shooting.
Definitely not with scoring.
But he gives you activity. And I thought his second quarter was really good. I thought he was really active. And I just think you need his athletic bounce. Like, it's the end of the year for, look, what's Kevon, 28?
Well,
if you told me he was 48 by the legs, like, and I'm not being mean. I'm being real. You got to know your personnel. Like, Kevon's legs are shot now at the end of the year. It's on the back end of a back-to-back. He played a lot last night because of the fact that he's not a starter.
Absolutely.
So I thought it was a tall task.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. The non-Steph Curry minutes, as you're alluding to, just not good enough yesterday, whether it's Moses Moody, whether it's Brandon Pajemski, whether it's Kevon Looney. Guy Santos was damn near unplayable at times yesterday. Buddy Hield.
No, he kept playing, though. But no.
8 minutes.
He wasn't unplayable because they kept playing him, and they shouldn't have.
I said that 8 minutes for him overall, though. But again, it felt like the 8 minutes lasted 16 at times.
He was terrible defensively.
He was not good. Again, the Spurs are just a 33-47 team. You're going to be playing some of these guys next week or the week after. Timberwolves, Lakers, Nuggets, Clippers. Like, did that loss last night kind of waver your little belief? Is your belief wavering in this team at all?
My belief is
957-9570. Because for me, like, I've been talking about it. I'm not trying to pat myself or honk my own horn. I'm not trying to do that.
Honk my own horn. I like that.
Pods, Moody, Santos, I know there was no post, but the Kamingas of the world, you're going to have to rely on those guys to win your playoff games, and I don't know if I can do that. And the big boys showed up scoring-wise yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. I know Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy had some bad turnovers, but them combined, 71 points combined for them? Like,
Joe,
they did their part scoring. Someone else needed to step up yesterday from those other collection, the others, and no one could, and that's what's concerning for me heading into this final stretch here in these last two games. And they better show out against the Fighting Chaunceys, the Portland Trailblazers tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Getting into the play-in, considering how hard they work.
Massive disappointment.
It's one of the worst gut punches I can remember in a long time. It's like the Minnesota Vikings basically being one of the best teams in the NFL and losing that final game, which put them on the road and knocked them into the 5 seed. Like, that was a devastating loss for the Minnesota Vikings against Detroit. Remember that?
It was that final game. It looked awful. It was even more devastating considering what the 49ers did to that defense a week prior. And then, yeah, but that's not
my point. Being is that, like, the Warriors worked so hard to get themselves in a position to not have to fret and worry and hand wring, and all you had to do was just handle business and execute down the stretch, and they just couldn't do it.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios at Spadoni at Chasky, the Morning Roast. We are rolling and reacting to a devastating loss yesterday. Harrison bleeping Barnes? Are you kidding me?
Harrison Barnes. It's hard for me to be mad at him, though.
I'm not mad. No.
It sucks that it was him and that guy. I kind of feel like, look, I've never had like a, he didn't perform in the finals. All right, it's no one's going to argue that, right? Like, I know, as much as I'm frustrated that we lost that finals, and it'll always haunt me. 2016, Harrison was a good dude. I think Harrison's a good dude. I thought he was a good warrior.
He's a champion. He helped contribute to your first championship in the Stephen Curry era. Yeah,
and I've seen the way a lot of the segment of the fans talk about him, and there's a part of me that honestly. I pull for good people. You know, like, the older I get, I pull for good people, and I think he's a good person. Now, Carter said he wanted to throw me something. Are you going to throw me a grenade late in the shot clock? Like,
yeah.
Time's running right now.
So there was two players on the Warriors last night who had a positive plus minus. Oh. I know we don't hold too much weight in plus minus.
Who is it?
Take a guess here.
Jonathan Kuminga.
No.
Trayce Jackson-Davis.
That's one.
Okay.
The other one's pretty easy.
Well, Steph Curry.
There you go. Yay.
Who do you think had the worst plus minus on the team? This Draymond is even Green. More interesting. No.
Jimmy Butler. Well, they were playing him with some clunky lineups.
No one else could score. He was getting the line ad nauseum. But again, a lot of that happened in that fourth quarter when they were outscored 38-23. And I think that contributed to most of that minus in the plus minus category. Again, a deceiving stat. And it doesn't tell the whole story. That's like some people want it to, you know, tell the entire story. I thought Jimmy Butler was really good yesterday. And obviously, without him putting pressure on the Spurs defense, you might have gotten blown out in that game, which sounds insane.
No, you're right.
But he needed to slow that game down because they were getting cooked defensively.
Did you see Kerr did make a couple of adjustments offensively?
Yeah.
They ran some Kuminga Butler pick and roll. They ran Kuminga Steph pick and roll.
I saw five. You were talking about that yesterday, talking about not showing your hand and like keeping your cards close to the vest. Like, oh, Jimmy Butler, and a caller called in yesterday. He's like, he hasn't shown what he can do. And you're talking about that pick and roll with Steph and Jimmy.
They busted it out.
They had to go to it in the 5 minute mark.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It worked. Yeah. Kind of sad that they had to bust that out against the Spurs.
Are you disappointed? Ah, there goes that Texas Hold'em, man. Lady Gaga poker face is gone, or what?
Yeah, the execution of this team, it's so weird. If they play right now, if they were to play the Utah Jazz, I'd be like, I don't know about this one. But yet, if they were going up against, I'm just going to throw it, if they're going against, hypothetically, the Oklahoma City Thunder, why do I feel like they're going to play up to the Oklahoma City Thunder and down to the Utah Jazz?
That to me is not a mark of a really good team, though. If you're playing to your competition, which they didn't do 2 days ago in Phoenix.
That's a good point.
They absolutely destroyed the Suns. Again, though, they were coming off a very disappointing loss to the Rockets, where Ime Udoka and Suge Knight and Death Row Records, you know, they punked you a little bit. And then they needed to have some revenge, and they did that. No Kevin Durant, and the Suns are just a mess. They are already in Cancun mode, Cabo, wherever they're going, with White Lotus Resort. I don't know. But that's what I'm looking at tomorrow now, is can they do what they did to the Suns, coming off a loss now to the Spurs, and do it against the Blazers? Coach and Vallejo's been hanging on tight. I want to go to Coach here. What you got, Coach? Good morning. What a disappointing loss.
Hey, good morning, Joe. And Chasky, you know, you're my brother from another mother, you know, because we have the same emotions, and I appreciate that. And first of all, my first comment is a rhetorical question. If J.K. would have made the play that Pods made on that inbound play, they'd been talking about his low IQ. I just want to get that out the way.
Coach, for those that didn't see it, I've been teaching inbound play. Carter, you've been to some of my games, CYO, inbound back and forth. Now, there are different philosophies, but when you get to a certain level, all right, you have to have eye on ball, meaning the guy who's inbounding it, and you have to have eye on who you're defending and obviously understanding of where you are in relation to the hoop, right? Because you don't want to be too far under the rim because then you can't shot block. He had his back to the inbounder, and the inbounder threw it off of his back.
It was Harlem
for a layup.
It was Globetrotters-esque, Coach.
It was bad.
It's bad.
It was really bad, and you're right, Coach. Had that been anyone else, we would be roasting them.
Shout out to Morning Roast.
You know, and here's my point on that, too. They like to talk about how Pods has played a lot of basketball, but I'd be willing to say that playing basketball, JK has played in more high-level basketball games than Brandon Podziemski, and here's why. That Ignite team was an all-star team made of players that did not want to go to college, okay? Kuminga has spent his whole life, since he's a child, playing elite basketball. Pods, by the way, has played in a low-level conference basketball, okay?
Coach, real quick. After yesterday's loss, I'm not going back to Santa Clara and G League Ignite. Brandon Podziemski's been one of the best three-point shooters in the NBA. In the NBA, in a stretch where he had great games against the Lakers in L.A., against the Nuggets at home, and against the Grizzlies, and like, he's been really good, I Coach. Pod's been really good. He had a bad game yesterday.
To your point, I thought J.K. had an excellent first quarter. I thought he had an excellent third quarter stretch where he made some really nice passes. Gee misses both free throws. Looney off of his hands. And somehow Fitz thinks it's Kuminga's fault for throwing it too hard. Hey, Fitz, I'll throw you that same pass, and I bet you catch it. Like, I thought Kuminga outplayed Pods yesterday.
Yeah, no,
but it shouldn't be about Kuminga versus
Pods. I'm not comparing both of them.
I get the frustration from Coach because it feels like they're handled differently. Keep going, Coach.
Coach is gone. Okay. But again, like, it's never. I hate when we do this as a fan base. Well, this guy, and we got to talk about. Just call it like you see it. Kuminga was playing better than Podziemski yesterday, and that's fine. But that doesn't mean that that takes away everything that Podziemski did the last couple weeks. Like,
they're independent.
We were going from Santa Clara Broncos and G League Ignite. I'm not doing that this morning.
I understand. Look.
It was a bad play from Pods.
No, but I come out of that game wanting more Jonathan Kuminga. He had a sick dunk over three different guys in the lane playing alongside Jimmy Butler. It does feel like Moody plays really well with Jimmy Butler. He moves off ball. There were three different times Jimmy was backing down his guy, and as he's doing it, he's getting kind of pushed farther away from the block, and Moody is moving without the ball, and Butler finds him. There was another play where Butler found Jonathan Kuminga. Kuminga yesterday, if you really want to go through the tape and look at it, because I watched the game twice with a fine-tooth comb.
You grind the film, Mel Kiper.
Kuminga moved without the ball yesterday as well as he ever has in his career.
888-957-9570. We got Do You Believe coming up in 20 minutes. I am wondering if Joe Shasky's level of belief has shifted after yesterday. He was touting that the Warriors will win the West and he flex his muscles. Win the chip? Well, what's your belief level after the loss yesterday in this squad? Has it shifted? That's coming up in 20 minutes, 888-957-9570. And also, was yesterday, again, we like to do this, right, as a parent. You're a parent now, learning experiences, mm-hmm. right? Oh, it didn't go your way. This is a learning experience. I don't like having learning experiences when you're fighting for
a
playoff spot.
It's too late in the season.
It's too late for that?
It's too late. The stakes are too high.
But that was a learning experience, I think, for Steve Kerr on what he needs to do, given adjustments on a certain series or a certain game. Like, if Kuminga had it going, as you're saying he did, he needs to be closing. He needs to be closing in that scenario.
But he's not going to if GP2's here, because the coach trusts GP2 more.
And what's going
on? This is the conundrum.
But what's going on with Gary Payton II, by the way? Another game out with knee inflammation.
I know.
That scares the hell out of me.
I know.
And does that hurt your depth heading into the playoffs? Quentin Post has an illness, but why did he have an illness? And he was sitting on the bench? I don't know. You got to ask him.
And here's the other thing. Moody was a guy that was very reliable for a long time. I'm not saying that he gets relegated to the bench and he's done. But maybe situationally, when he doesn't have it on a given night, you got to go in another direction. Maybe it's Buddy. Maybe it is Kuminga.
Sage, Kevin, Steven, we'll get to you all on the other side. We're still reacting to a disappointing loss. I'm not mad.
No, I'm
Shasky's
livid.
Mad?
I'm livid.
I'm disappointed.
I'm livid.
We're playing parents here, and it's brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This time yesterday, we were talking, everything was great. What was it? It was all good just a week ago. It was all good just 24 hours ago, Joe. You were a playoff team. You liked your chances against the Lakers. You liked your chances against the Nuggets, the Clippers. It didn't matter. Well, you lose to the Spurs and all that's out the window. Lakers the 3 seed, Nuggets the 4 seed, Clippers the 5 seed, Grizzlies the 6th, and the Golden State Warriors are now a 7th seed as it stands today, and they need help. They went from controlling their own destiny yesterday to now needing the Timberwolves to beat the Grizzlies, or someone needs to beat the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies need to lose, because if they win out, you are a play-in team and you're staying stuck in that 7th spot.
You know, I'm livid after that game, and we can argue about the minute allocations for this player, the rotation for that player, to start the second quarter, to start the fourth quarter, some of the Jimmy and Draymond combined lineups that were starting the second and the fourth, just awful with Steph off the floor. But at the end of the day, when you're up late in that game, even by a bucket, against that Spurs team, I expect my big dogs to be able to sail me back into the harbor, you know, and get me home. Curry mystery. Butler gets stripped. I'm just going in a row here. Curry and Draymond turnover. Dre turnover. Curry bad pass. That's all with 4 minutes to go. And you had your best lineup statistically and record-wise and just eyeball test. Moody, Pods, Dre, Butler, Steph. The big dogs let them down yesterday.
The big dogs let them down, and it was the young guys and the bench players of the Spurs that won them that game.
Absolutely.
Like that's the difference, and that's the difference. When you head into the playoffs / play-ins, who's going to step up in big moments? And again, it's one game because we saw last week in big moments and big games, Pod stepped up, Moody stepped up, Kuminga stepped up, whether it was against the Lakers, the Nuggets, all these players stepped up. But when Stephen Curry, who had 30 points yesterday, 12 of 24, wasn't as great a shooting night from beyond the arc, 5 of 14, when he steps up, I need someone else to do it. Jimmy Butler did, 28 points, he got to the line. Wasn't enough, though. Outside of Stephen Curry, those non-Steph minutes, that is what killed them yesterday. And Do You Believe is coming up in 9 minutes. We do it after every single game, win or lose, your belief level in this squad. I'm going to be very curious to hear people's belief level in this team. Is it a one-off? Is it a sign of things to come? What is it? Steve Kerr talking yesterday, Joe, about those non-Steph minute struggles.
That was the key to the game, top of the second, top of the fourth. You know, we played two great quarters tonight, first quarter and third quarter. And then both of those quarters, top second, top four, they blitzed us. I think they went 19-3 in the second quarter. And then to go into the fourth with a 12-point lead, immediate, I think it was at a, maybe a 12-4 start, you know, in the fourth. And those were the two key stretches of the game.
Those were the two key stretches of the game right there. In that fourth quarter, you get dominated 38-23. I can't get over that. You got outscored 15 points in the fourth right there after outscoring in a quarter prior the Spurs 37-21. You outscored them by 16. Like, you're taking your foot off the gas is what that tells me, and you're resting on your laurels. You had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. You had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter, and you lost that game on a buzzer-beating three to Harrison Barnes, of all people. I can't get that image out of my head right now, and it's very difficult. I don't even know if a win against the Blazers tomorrow is really going to calm me down. Like, there's a chance you look back at that loss, you look at that Hawks loss a couple weeks ago, you look at that loss in Miami where there was no Stephen Curry, but it was the Jimmy Butler revenge game, and no one stepped up in that game. You look at that loss against the Denver Nuggets when they didn't have Jokic or Murray, and you lost to Aaron Gordon, who looked like a god against you. You look at that game, again, I'll bring it up, on Sunday against the Rockets. You didn't have a day off. And you lost that, and you got punked in a way that that forced me, first and foremost, to change my thoughts on the Rockets as a potential matchup, but also the Warriors. When Stephen Curry doesn't have it, when he only scores 3 points, who else is going to step up? And it was the same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
Who else is going to step up besides Steph and Jimmy? No one else did, and that's what was disappointing.
So from like game 33 until game like 59, right? And I'm going like,
it's a lot of games.
Very specific here, but from the middle of January, basically when JK got hurt, till about March 15th, Moses Moody was on fire. All right, like on fire. Just look at how many points per 11, 13, 13, 11, 16, 10, 15, 5, 17, 14, 4, 13, 14, 10, 22, 14, 13. Like, again, the guy was so consistent. He basically only had three games throughout that entire stretch. It's like 20-something game stretch where he was under double digits. The last 13 for him have been the reverse of what it was for Pods, as we spoke about him yesterday. Yeah. The last 13 games. From the field, he's shooting 38%. Mm. From the field.
Not good.
What do you think he's shooting from three-point land? Moses Moody, last 13.
I'm going to go 24%.
It's close, 29.
Okay.
He's shooting under 30%.
Better, but still, under 30 is not good.
It's not
felt good like it's 24 at times. Like
averaging a little less than 9 points a game. Right, and it's a big difference. That's one extra three a game, and you could say, Joe, how many of these games have come down to one possession? His shot is flat. He's passing things up. They're settling for bad shots. Now he's getting layups alongside Jimmy. He's moving without the ball. He's got to find his shot again. Now defensively, I still think he's been solid. I do. I still think he's been solid. He's had a couple of really nice dunks in the lane, which obviously, when you're not hitting, you like to see him drive to the hoop. You're shooting 38% from the field.
Did you feel
as a shooting guard, that's impossible. You can't do that. Or no. Whatever position you say he is now.
It's
a four, a shooting
it's
guard.
It's a great point. And whether it's him, whether it's Pods, whether it's Kuminga, they got to figure this thing out sooner rather than later. But I go back to the urgency level with this team, Joe. Did you feel like they were playing with a sense of, wow, this is a playoff game? They kept talking about it after the game, like, wow, this is a playoff game, and we lost. I was like, did you feel that they thought it was a playoff game yesterday? I didn't feel that personally.
Early, when you're up 11-0, I was like, oh, yeah, let's go, let's roll. Then you had a great third quarter and stabilized things after a really nightmarish second quarter.
Yeah, you smoked them 37-21 in that third quarter.
I thought it was great, and I'm going, all right, we're up 12-14, like, couple of good runs, let's put this team away. And they got real slow, and they were waiting until 7 seconds in the shot clock to kind of initiate offense. They took some poor shots. They took some early shot clock shots in transition when you had numbers. Pods had a very specific three-pointer that I thought was just terrible. terrible. You're running with numbers. You haven't had a good, you know, a good possession in a while. Run some sets.
Yeah.
And this goes with the read and react. Like, no, run something. It was ball goes to Dre, sticks in his hand. He's waiting, 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 waiting. Ball goes to Jimmy, sticks in his hand. You're waiting, waiting, waiting. And then all of your missed shots lead to fueled transition plays for a young San Antonio team that was getting out and running, and you weren't getting back, and you weren't stopping ball.
We got Do You Believe coming up in a couple minutes. Your belief level in this team to make a deep championship run, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Sage in the Bay, wants to join in the conversation. Maybe we need a Sage Chase Center after that loss yesterday. Let's call in Kyrie Irving. He's around, right? He's not doing anything. What's up, Sage? What you got?
What's up, Sage?
Well, you know, I hear everything about the rotations and the lineups and all that, and you got to rely on the vets to bring it home regardless. But I want to highlight something that's more than just last night, which is the last two games, Steve Kerr has gone away from everything that's worked in terms of his rotations and leaned into things that have never worked. And that's specifically pairing Jimmy Butler with Jonathan Kuminga. It has never worked. It will never work because they are totally in conflict on the floor when they're sharing the floor together on offense. And the numbers that if we look at our record over the last, say, 27 games with Brackett last night, I looked at our top seven lineups in terms of net rating. Jimmy and JK are in none of them. It's Jimmy and Gee. It's Jimmy and Post. It's never Jimmy and JK.
Can I stop you for a second? I watched the game back again this morning with a fine-tooth comb. Jimmy had a beautiful pass to Kuminga in this game where he had a sick dunk over three people, and Gee was awful in this game. Like, I listened to the overall arch as a bigger sample size. Yesterday's game, Gee was terrible. Like, come on, man. Did you watch the game? Gee was terrible. He guarded no one.
He was terrible. 42 seconds.
What?
I agree. And that's one of the first games he's played really awful with Jimmy and played really awful, period. But he played less than 8 minutes. JK played 18 minutes. He was our second highest played player off the bench. And if we look at the larger sample of games, it's crystal clear that Jimmy and JK.
Well, let's talk about timeout. Let's talk about this game, because in this game he got checked in with 7 minutes
Thanks,
to go
Sage.
in the first quarter, and he was awesome. He had 3 rebounds, 7 points, a dunk, played good defense. Like, we got to stop with the narratives. Watch the game that just happened. Can we watch the game that just happened? Stop giving me net ratings over a 40-game sample. The game that just happened. I want to tell people. You know why they lost? It wasn't the 18 minutes of Jonathan Kuminga on the floor. You know what? They had an opportunity at 103-102 to go up bigger. Curry missed the three. Dre steals the ball in the very next possession. Then Butler stripped. They go the other way. Castle layup. 104-103. Spurs take the lead. With your top lineup out there. My net rating top lineup out there, okay? Then Castle throws it away. Curry and Draymond have an opportunity at 104-105 to take a bigger lead. And what do? They turn it over. Hall of Famer, greatest player I've ever seen in my life, Steph Curry. Awful, awful, awful. And Draymond Green as well. Then Castle hits a bang three. Now they're up. And then Butler gets fouled.
You tie
the game.
Yeah.
All right, Keldon Johnson miss. Tie game, 107-107. Hall of Famer Draymond Green, god-awful turnover. Just a god-awful turnover. What does Jonathan Kuminga have to do with that? What does Gee Santos have to do with that? Even Potts, who was awful yesterday, what did he have to do with that? That's on Dre, okay? Then Dre, really good defense in transition. I mean, the arsonist and the fire extinguisher made a great play. Jimmy Butler gets the over-the-back call. He gets 2 free throws going the other way. Sinks them both. You're up 2. Then the guy who's been campaigning for a month now about DPOY, Draymond Green.
He's caught sleeping.
Got bodied by Keldon Johnson with a lefty hook.
Should have been an and one.
Okay? With a lefty hook. So now it's 109-109. All right? Curry, timeout, side inbound. He's the one inbounding the ball. Curry. I love Curry. It's Curry. Okay? Curry is the one who made a bad pass to Jimmy Butler, who had a great game in this one. And it was a turnover. Not Jonathan Kuminga. Not Gee Santos, not Moses Moody, and not Pajemski. Guys, it's okay to sometimes blame some of the star players. That happens. If we're going to have realistic, like logical, reasonable conversations, watch the games. Stop going to the spreadsheet. Watch the games. And then Draymond Green, no man's land,
on defense, falling asleep. Like, guys, it's straightforward. I love Steph Curry. He's one of the greatest players ever. He didn't execute down the stretch. Jimmy Butler had a great game. There's a couple plays he wants back. Draymond Green, it's a Hall of Famer. His legs are shot. He had some bad turnovers. It's okay. That happens. But don't come in here trying to, with the narrative, slam on Jonathan Kuminga. He's like ninth on my list this morning. All right? Just come on. Watch the game. Just watch the games, everybody.
888-957-9570. Jesus. If you watch the game, come on and call in. 888-957-9570. Spurs 114, Warriors 111. Warriors right now are the seventh seed in the Western Conference. Just a day ago, they were a playoff team, and now they no longer control their own destiny with that loss. They do have to win out still to have a chance to be a playoff team, but now you got to hope the Memphis Grizzlies slip up and maybe take a loss to the Minnesota Timberwolves. We got Do You Believe coming up. Kevin in Louisiana, Steve in Oakland. We're going to get to you during that segment. You can also say what you want to say about the team in the game last night. We're going to be reacting all show long. Anthony Slater, 8:30, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, covers the team for The Athletic and here for 95.7 The Game. And by the way, we are broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk studio, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Thank you. Is it time to play? Do you
believe? It's time to play Top Nation's favorite game. Do you believe the Warriors will win the title?
And Joe, after all the goodwill, Joe Shasky yesterday, as you were spouting left and right that you believed in the Golden State Warriors to win the West and win the title, 24 hours later, are you shaking in your boots just a little bit as your Golden State Warriors? You kind of did.
So they could.
You kind of did.
I could win the lottery.
But they are winning the West. You did say that yesterday.
Yeah, they have a team coming out of the West.
Are they still the team coming out of the West after that loss? 888-957-9570.
The Spurs, the Mavericks.
Oh, my God.
It's very specific teams.
Oh, the Rockets? Yeah. Are you believing still?
I do, but you know who I don't believe in?
Who?
A certain segment of Warrior fans that just want to point the finger at guys, at what point are the games that are being played going to be broken down logically? That's all I'm asking. Like,
wait, you're asking fans to be logical? This isn't Star Trek. This isn't Spock. The Vulcans are not here. There's no logic with fans. And I love fans, and I'm illogical sometimes. It's okay. We get angry, and we go back to our narratives. We get callers to call in about Santa Clara, Brandon Pajemski, G League Ignite, Jonathan Kuminga. It doesn't need to be that deep. Let's call it what it is. Jimmy Butler is your best defender, one-on-one defender, I'd say, on this team, and I know Draymond Green's there. Credit to Harrison Barnes. He had a three-point shot over him. Harrison Barnes, much maligned in Golden State, who didn't hit the three-point shot a couple years ago when he was a Sacramento King in a playoff series to put the Kings up 3-1 in the series, when he had an open look, damn near the same spot it felt like. He hit the shot yesterday. Chris Paul, Warriors legend, hit shots yesterday.
Yeah.
And he didn't when it mattered most. All right,
Joe, you know what Warriors
left just sucked on defense.
I know that they can win a championship. I'm looking at it right now. I'm dead serious on this. I honestly think that the Warriors are going to win the championship. I'm dead serious on this. This isn't like hyperbole. I'm not trying to get clipped online. I'm being dead serious.
You were dead serious yesterday. What a pivot, don't panic moment for you right there just a couple minutes ago. I never said that.
The Kuminga Butler thing just drives me nuts. You know what lineup was awful yesterday?
Which one?
The ones with Draymond and Jimmy in there. And Kuminga wasn't on the floor. Those ones were bad, too.
It's pretty outrageous he got to the line 17 times yesterday, Jimmy Butler. Because it is crazy. You do the box score watching, right? It's like, you had 28? Or I'm making that many shots? Oh, but he got to the line that many times, so that's why. And he was hit 2 3-pointers in that game. When's the next time he's going to do that and you lost? That's why it hurts even more. Kevin's in Louisiana. Wants to join in the conversation. Did your belief in this team shrink at all yesterday after that loss? Good morning to you.
Yes, it did.
Why?
It shrunk tremendously. I mean, Draymond was getting toast all game. Buddy Hield couldn't get out of the way of a Cole last night. Did you see that play when they were running down the sideline that Buddy Hield was running in his way again?
He was. I saw that.
This is like he did when he got Steph away, when Steph was trying to go ahead and shoot against Phoenix. Buddy Hield stood in his way.
Yeah, I've been waiting for the Buddy Hield experience to be a little bit more consistent.
Oh, it's an experience.
In a good way, like a good experience. It's been consistently inconsistent, to say the least. It's a little oxymoron for you there. So Kevin in Louisiana, his belief level has shrunk in this team and their ability to win the whole damn thing. Again, we're asking the oldest question in the history of sports talk. Do you believe that this team can win a title? And after yesterday's game, did that shrink at all, that belief, if you did believe them just 24 hours ago like Joe Shasky did? 888-957-9570. You're looking at me like I'm putting words in your mouth. We played the sound. We played it. Joe, it's okay if you say we like to say it's a week-to-week league. Sometimes it's a game-to-game. Like, that was a playoff loss in a way.
You know,
like, that's
funny.
Okay to say, you know what, maybe my belief is shaking a little bit.
You know what?
That's okay.
What's funny is that, like, you know, everybody's got 401ks, right? Everybody? You guys all got them?
Yes.
What happens? Sometimes the market crashes on you.
And then it bounces back.
And you open up your phone and you're like, oh my God, I'm down lots of money.
Well, that's if your 401k has a lot of stocks included into it, correct? You're not taking a lot
of that. Well, it depends on what your portfolio looks
like.
Exactly,
yes.
You know, I was talking with my mother yesterday. My mother's retirement age now, and, you know, like, it's not good.
It's not good. You know who is good? Steven in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. Steven, your belief level in this team is what? Good morning to you.
Hey, guys. Good morning. You guys it's going to be a weird call, but my belief is exactly the same as it always has been, because your record is what you said you are. You are what your record says you are. We're the seventh seed. When I said that earlier, we were the sixth seed. So my belief is the same. Now, it glass half full. This lines us up with Houston, and that might be our most favorable first round matchup. But I do want to say that Steve Kerr really needs to reevaluate this team in terms of, are we really a fast paced team? I'm listening to the radio, the games on the radio, and Tim Roy is saying they're cutting off a lot of our outlet passes.
Yes.
You hear it. Draymond, outlet pass. Oh, the team cut it off. They're expecting us to do that outlet pass, and they're jumping it. We really need to rethink our offense. We're more of a half-court offense we've ever been in our history, and I think that's why we're getting so many turnovers, because we're trying to do this fast-paced stuff. We're better suited just slowing the ball down and not worrying about the fast-paced stuff, especially when you guys, look at both. That guy not being in the lineup,
he's huge.
That's a big 9 points.
Yeah.
If you look down the bench, you just ain't got it.
I agree. They miss his stretch shooting. Look, you're talking about slow it down. I think they did slow it down in the Draymond Jimmy lineups.
Correct. Well, I think,
and it was bad offense. Yes. They had a shot clock violation. They settled for a couple of late in the shot clock.
It's like you're
chucks.
Letting the defense off the hook at that
exactly.
scenario. That's exactly.
And it
what
was very
doing.
ISO heavy.
Correct. The best to ever do it. Again, we're playing. Do you believe right now? Your belief level in this Golden State Warriors team to go on a championship run here. What is it after a loss to the San Antonio Spurs? 888-957-9570. The best to ever do it. On the YouTube chat, which is also available to do. We are streaming on YouTube. If they have to win an extra two games, they're not winning a chip. That's too many games / series to go through. And that's not a lot of rest. Obviously, we know that. If you have to play in a play-in game, it's a quick turnaround. And one thing I'll say, coming away from that loss yesterday, look tired at times. You know why they look tired? You can go to the box score, oh, they scored a lot. Yeah, the decision-making. And that goes with your legs. That goes with your body. Then goes the mentals, Joe. You know this. You're a coach. First thing to go, the legs, and then the mentals, because you're getting lazy because you're tired.
And then you basically hoist bad threats.
Bad shots.
You know?
Correct, because you're tired.
It's the easy way out.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the easy way out. And it's just, look,
you're,
man, teams
you're dejected right now.
Well, because honestly, like, we do this. We do this in all the sports. And I know I'm at times guilty, like, but if the 18 minutes from Jonathan Kuminga you thought was the reason why they lost that game, he was off the floor when they made a big, you know, charge in the fourth quarter. He was off the floor in the second quarter for a big chunk when they made a big charge. Like, I'm talking about the other team making a big charge. Like, I just my head is going to explode. Just the way we isolate individual. You know who played 30-plus minutes last night who was not good at all? Pachemski.
Pods. Moody.
Moody.
Yeah.
You know?
Wasn't good enough.
Dre wasn't great. He made plays, and no one's blaming anyone. I'm saying guys make mistakes, but when you lose this game the way you did, it's the situational basketball down the stretch from my top paid guys and the guys who play heavy minutes. They let you down. Well, and no one's saying they suck. Well, I'm assessing what happened.
You lose a game like you did yesterday to a non-playoff team, no one's above criticism.
Exactly.
Stephen Curry, Jimmy Butler, Steve Kerr. That is a team loss yesterday.
Exactly.
As much as it was a team win for the San Antonio Spurs. Like, that was a total team win for that team. And I do give credit for them because, you know what? That has been an organization historically that rises up and can play spoilers.
Exactly.
And they did yesterday, and they spoiled. There was nothing. You know how good Harrison Barnes and Chris Paul are probably feeling right now? Absolutely. You know why? Because they're former Warriors, and when you go up against your former team, that means a little bit extra. And I saw that yesterday when it was Stephon Castle, when it was Julian Champagny, when it was Keldon Johnson. Blake Wesley had a couple of moments. Who? Yeah, Blake Wesley. Sandro Mamukelashvili. That guy. Just a great name. I just had to say it again. Jamal Brown from the YouTube chat. The season is over for the Warriors. They're too old to be in the play-in. We are 0-2 in the tourney, and this year the teams are good. Actually, they're 0-3 in the play-in tournament all time with losses to the Lakers, Kings, and Grizzlies. So there's that. This is everyone's worst nightmare. I believe the Warriors are cooked. A lot of panic yesterday. Are you panicking, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570. The panic level for you is what after a loss to the San Antonio Spurs? Stephen Curry talking about the team getting lax on defense. This was after the game.
I think we had two stretches, first half, second half. I don't know the time specific, but where we just got lax defensively and gave up a lot of straight line drives to the basket. We were pretty soft on the ball. They were just driving the paint, getting to the rim, offensive rebounds, or, you know, finding open threes. And those two stretches gave them life, gave them, you know, the belief that, you know, it was worth fighting. And after that first quarter start, you let your foot off the gas pedal and you give a team an ability to make plays. They're an NBA team, too. They're going to take advantage of it, and they did.
That's a real NBA team that I saw yesterday, the San Antonio Spurs, not the Phoenix Suns a couple days ago. I don't know what that was. That was a basketball team, I guess. But yesterday, like, I came away from that game for the Spurs angle. Like, wow, the young talent on that team, the Stephon Castles, and the confidence level. And I thought the confidence late for the Warriors was non-existent. Like, I don't know what that was. It was like the Monstars came and sapped their energy.
You can't turn the ball over the way that they did.
The urgency I keep getting back to, though, too. Like, if you're going to keep telling me it was a playoff game, act like it during the game. I don't want to hear it after the fact.
That's you.
What annoys me the most as a fan, if yeah. I'm a fan, is like, great, you're telling me after the fact that it was all a playoff game. Like, we need to show grit. We didn't have, like, yeah, why weren't you, though? Like, is that from the head coach? Is that from the players? Like, that's when I look at the leaders of the team. To instill that to the young guys, to not get lackadaisical. Like, that's when I need the fire from Jimmy on the court, from Draymond, from mm-hmm. Steph, all those guys getting on each other's asses. Like, no, that's unacceptable. And that was an unacceptable loss as far as
they
I was concerned
had opportunities
yesterday.
To put that team away late in the game. And again, I this is why I highlighted it. I went through it with a Curry missed three, Butler strip, Draymond turnover, Curry turnover, Dre turnover again, a Curry bad pass on the inbound pass turnover, like falling asleep on defense, Draymond Green. Like, guys, that's a lot of mistakes. You know who I didn't mention? And trust me, I would have put their names in there. Pods, I didn't mention Moody, and those were the other two guys yep. in the closing lineup. I didn't mention JK. Now you can tell me, Joe, they lost this game at the top of the fourth quarter. JK wasn't even in the game. It's Kevon Looney. It's Buddy Hield. All right, so
he had 18 minutes.
It's okay to just assess the game you just watched and say, yeah, our all-time franchise leader, one of the greatest players any of us have ever seen, he came up a little short yesterday in crunch time. You know, Harrison Barnes, tipped the cap. He had an unbelievable shot with Jimmy draped all over him.
It was a great shot.
I mean, it sucks.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have came down to that, but We can't sit here and just point fingers at individual players and then say, if your big takeaway from yesterday's game was Jonathan Kuminga and Jimmy Butler can't play together, and let me read you the net ratings on all these lineups from a couple months ago. Dog, they played yesterday, and J.K. and Butler had moments, actually, at the end of the third quarter, which extended the lead to 12. So, like, come with data that correlates to the game I just watched.
And you know what? I'm not sleeping on the Portland Trailblazers in a couple days. You know why? Look at the minute allocation yesterday, and that's why it sucks even more that you lost the way you did. 37 minutes played for Stephen Curry. 38 minutes played for Jimmy Butler. 33 for Draymond Green. I get the young guys are going to have some heavy minutes, but that's fine. Their recovery level. What's the recovery level going to be for these guys after the back end of a back-to-back, an emotional loss like that? And again, 37 minutes, 38, 33. It's not going to get any easier going forward here. Blazers, they play tough. Clippers, hottest team in basketball right now. Your panic level after losing two of your last three, and now all of a sudden you're looking at a play-in scenario, Dub Nation. 888-957-9570. We're talking about this team already having playoff type of games right now. Well, that was a playoff game yesterday, and it was a playoff loss, wasn't it, Steve Kerr?
We're already in the playoffs, you know, and so this is what the playoffs feel like. You know, a lot of pressure, a lot on the line, tough losses. And so the only thing you can do is you pick up your chin and off the floor, and you get back at it the next day. So we got a huge game in Portland, and we'll fly there tomorrow and get these guys ready and right back at it.
All right. I want to make this very clear. Fourth quarter, all right? Fourth quarter. You want to know the minute allocation? Jimmy Butler played all 12 minutes in the fourth quarter. Podziemski played 10 and a half minutes in the fourth quarter. Moses Moody, 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Steph Curry, 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Draymond Green, 9.5 minutes in the fourth quarter. For those that are just, you know, keeping track at home, Buddy Hield was the most off the outside of those starters. They played basically the whole fourth quarter.
26
Buddy minutes played there. 5 minutes. Yeah. J.K. played 2 minutes. And Kevon Looney played 2.5 minutes.
It's the fourth quarter?
Of the fourth quarter.
When they got outscored 38-23.
The fourth quarter. I just want to make this very clear. Fourth quarter. Moody, 9. Jimmy played the whole quarter. Draymond, 9.5. Pods, 10.5. Curry, 9. Guys.
So blame the starter.
Guys. Like, you had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. All right? Your main guys, who have been great, they're the ones that gave that lead
who
up.
Have been unbeatable. Whenever, if you want to give all the credit to that starting lineup, guys. Hey, the starting lineup record, these guys are unbelievable. One of the greatest of all time in the regular season. Well, they lost. And it's okay to say, what?
But we're assessing.
We're assessing.
And that's what's so frustrating.
Are people taking it personally? Who's taking it personally?
I just think that we look to blame the most
everyone.
Colton McKivitz cost the Niners that game. It's like, guys, the kicker's missing kicks. Their defense sucks, and the quarterback
threw
an intercept.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, but Colton McKivitz is the reason they lost the game.
You love to do your pie charts of culpability. Yes. What's the Shasky pie chart of culpability right now for you? Where does it stand? Is it the starters just get like 66%, 75%, and then 25% for the bench? Where are you at? Steve Kerr, does he have a little sliver? The Shasky pie chart of culpability
Steph,
is what I love.
A Steph, Jimmy, Dre closing lineup with whoever is out there should not be squandering multiple chances to take a bigger than 2-point lead because they had a 2-point lead twice. They had a 1-point lead twice. They had a tie game multiple times. They should have ran away with that game. You couldn't get stops, you couldn't make buckets, and you had live ball turnovers. I mean, they had Steph Curry, out of a timeout, a designed inbound pass, threw a turnover to Jimmy Butler.
You know what
I mean, come on, guys.
Unfortunately, Joe, you know what I say to that? Like, that's not surprising. Like, which sucks to say, but like, Steph, that's what's plagued him his entire career in the Warriors, right? Untimely turnovers and closing minutes and clutch moments. And again, another clutch game, right? But this one goes the opposite way for them.
And let me add to that. Pods missed 2 corner threes, and Moody missed a couple of threes. It's not just the big three. The other two alongside of them had opportunities to help out, and nobody was hitting.
And
so, like, look, guys, like, I know we want to blame Gee and Kevon Looney, and why didn't you go to TJD? He rolled with his best guys. And they got out-executed. That happens.
You know what was interesting?
It sucks.
The feeling after the loss on Sunday compared to the feeling after the loss last night is very interesting. So they lose to the Rockets, right? But you go 3-1 against the Grizzlies, the Lakers, and the Nuggets. All right, you win those three games, but you lose to the Rockets. Yeah. Okay, we're still a playoff team. This is what it sounded like. The little back and forth, it was a fun energy still for the Warriors. This was after the loss to the Rockets. Steph at the podium talking about his little back and forth with Ime Udoka, and Draymond Green was also sitting beside him. Take a listen. This was after the loss on Sunday to the Rockets.
He had made a reservation at International Smoke, and then he canceled it. And so I was kind of upset with him, and we went back and forth on that.
Plug. Oh, we're laughing after loss. It's okay. We lost to the Rockets. You lose last night to the Spurs. Here's Draymond Green, who had that little plug in there. He was laughing along. Thought it was funny. Draymond's not laughing now.
How much of a weight is it on you guys to make sure everyone else is ready for the next two games, including, of course, you three?
Yeah, definitely got to make sure people are ready to play, but we are professionals, and you know what's at stake. You got to come in ready to go.
And when you say mess around, do you think there was a lack of focus for this? Like, you know,
there's a lack of grit. Sometimes it don't take focus. Sometimes it take grit. There's a lack of that.
Is that stunning to you that it would happen in this moment, this late in the season with this much on the line?
It's upsetting. I wouldn't say stunning. It's upsetting.
It's not stunning that you didn't treat this like a playoff scenario when you were clinging to a playoff spot, and now heading into that game, you were controlling your own destiny, and now you lose that. And if the Grizzlies win out and win their next three games, you are a play-in team, and you're taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards and them boys. Yeah, I want zero parts of that. It is inexcusable to lose that game when Bismack Biyombo is in the starting lineup of the other team. Harrison Barnes is having 36 minutes. Chris Paul, who's 50 years old, is getting 29 minutes and is starting still. Devin Vassell, Stephon Castle, Sandro Mamukelashvili. What? You lose that game?
They backed themselves into this position where now they need help from everyone else, and you've lost, you forfeited essentially the right to control your own destiny. And now you've got a Phoenix, you got a Portland game on Friday, which, I mean, I'm not sleeping on them now. That's number one. And then number two, you've got a life or death game probably against the Clippers.
Hottest team in the Western Conference, you know, six in a row.
You know who I don't want to face? The Anthony Davis Dallas Mavericks at any point.
No. They played well yesterday against the Lakers due to Luka's return. Anthony Davis has looked really good. But he dominates the Warriors in these scenarios.
They had these opportunities to just give themselves a little breathing room. And every time I felt like they turned a corner, they go and they shoot themselves in the foot.
You had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter against this team. And you have Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler. You need to find a way to get it done with all three of those players. I shouldn't have to rely in a game like this. Again, in a series, I'm going to have to rely on Pods, Moody, Kuminga. In a one-game scenario, I need to rely on my big boys. I'll credit Draymond for knocking down those free throws. That's great. But I'm not going to give him credit for, you know, falling asleep on the possession prior defensively. Should have been an and one. He fouled the guy.
I don't know what he's doing.
We got a bunch of calls I want to get to on the other side
as well. Second quarter, I thought his effort level, you know, to start that second quarter because he was in that unit, just no boxing out, not stopping ball. It wasn't just him. His gi, his pods.
It was a lack of grit. That's what he just said. Lack of grit.
And just paying attention. Stop ball. Literally just stop ball.
Injury report time. Let's hit that.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The Warriors were short two guys last night in their loss to the Spurs. GP2, Gary Payton II, was out for the second straight game as he's dealing with some swelling in his knee. He's currently listed as a game-time decision for tomorrow's game against the Blazers, and Quentin Post was also absent from last night's loss, dealing with a general illness. We've seen courtside wearing that plain white tee. Hopefully it's not too concerning. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for your good. I want to get to all the calls. Jay, Schleprock, D, David, all of you. Is panic setting in after that loss to the San Antonio Spurs yesterday in a game heading into it? You controlled your own destiny as a playoff team. Well, right now you're on the outside looking in, and you are a play-in team, and you have to hope the Memphis Grizzlies lose a game in their next three. We'll talk about it all. We're halfway home here on a Thursday. It's Spadoni and Chasky on the Morning Roast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.